You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's just different.
Yeah. Bar Podcast. Biblical reform, let's go.
Yeah, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities, and the burbs, and every person we meet. This where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, yo, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. Yo, this is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. Yeah, this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, the nations. Welcome to the modern reformation. Yeah.
Welcome everybody to the bar. It's boy Dwayne is doing it right back in here. Another Tuesday. Super excited. As always, be coming to your speakers, to your earbuds, wherever you listen to the bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I know I can't go any further without thanking the listeners, man. It's been a while since I've been behind the microphone, man. A super huge shout out to my man, David, for holding it down, guest hosting the podcast for a while. And super shout out to my man, Nick, for editing the audio. And humongous shout out to Jessica for doing the video. That's why you see my beautiful face on YouTube now. And we are back in here. And for a special reason, man, have to, they pulled me out of, I ain't going to say retirement because the show is still going, but they pulled me out for a good cause, man. And I'm super excited today to bring to you a guest, man, a guest that is a first time on the show, but not a stranger, part of the Bar Network family, inducted into by way of occupation. but we're super excited to have this brother on, man. So, hey, listen, introduce yourself, man. Tell the people who you are and what you do and what we're about to talk about.
Yeah, my name is Shannon Halliday. I'm the writer director of The Essential Church. And we just finished this film, and it's out, going to be out in theaters Friday, July 28th, across America. And if you want more information on that, you can go to essentialchurchmovie.com. And this is a movie about the conflict, an ancient conflict between church and state. And it primarily focuses on the church in general, globally, the Canadians, and then we also my local church at Grace Community Church, and then church history has a big dose of church history, and it just covers it all. So that's coming out July 28th. And yeah, that's what I do. I'm a filmmaker.
I love it. I love it. So here on the bar, man, we're going to shout out the movie. We're going to holler about the movie. We're going to tell people to go check out the movie, man. But I want to talk to you, man. I want a little bit of background about you, man. Like, how you got to where you are, man. I mean, you just didn't wake up one day, show up at Grace and say, I'm going to make a movie. I know that's not the case, man. Give us a little backdrop of who you are.
Yeah. So I was working in a huge marketing firm that had its own studio, and we were writing commercials and directing commercials for our clients. And that's what I was doing right during COVID and right before I came on at Grace Community Church. And I was asked to come on. And at first I said, no, I don't think that would be a good career move. And then after about a month, I changed my mind. My heart changed. The Lord worked on me and they asked me again. And I said, okay, yeah, I think I'll do it. And it was the right decision because just even on a creative level, it's been way more satisfying with the projects that I'm working on, primarily The Essential Church. And yeah, so that was right during COVID. And we were talking about what our next project should be, what our first kind of big project should be. And we thought, well, let's pitch this documentary idea. So I put together a pitch and presented it to Jay Mack and a few other elders, and they eventually approved it and kind of just let me go. And it was neat. We put together a really awesome team that worked really hard. And over the last 2 years, that's all we've done is worked on this movie. And it's been hugely satisfying. I mean, I've gotten to go to Scotland, Canada, Atlanta, up at Stanford. I mean, we had to travel for this, and it's been a joy, just a huge adventure, and I've loved it.
Sounds amazing. Sounds amazing. So with all of that travel and kind of gathering all of this, man, what is something that sticks out or a story that you just, it's really, you know, in this, in the whole process, it could be something that's on the, as I'm going to be fancy, on the cutting room floor. It could be something that didn't make it, man. You know, what's an experience or something that happened during the making that just really sticks out to you?
Yeah. You know, when we were in Scotland, we were going to Inverness. I don't know if you, do you know Ian Hamilton? Have you heard of Ian Hamilton?
Yes, yeah. I have.
So Ian Hamilton, we're going to interview him, and he's going to be our interviewee, mainly covering the church history aspect of it. So I was interviewing him, and I was interviewing a gentleman in London called Gary Brady, who wrote a book on the Great Ejection, 1662. And those two guys were my go-to guys for church history. So when we were in his town, Inverness, which is this like little storybook town in North Scotland. I think it's north, honestly. It's on the coast somewhere. And it's beautiful. And we get there at like 8 p.m. And what I found an Airbnb that we could use as our set, which is I wanted this Scottish study look. And then we were going to stay in the rooms above it. So it'd be perfect. We'd stay there. We could work on the set, get prepared. You know, we'd have everything dialed in. Well, we got there and it was double booked, evidently, which I've never heard of ever happening. I don't even know how that happens. It's like you click book on the internet and like that's booked. So honestly, I don't understand it. but we got there and we could not get in. Mm. And so we're trying to contact the people, and then we finally contact the people, and they say, yeah, there's somebody else staying there this weekend. Mm. And we're like, well, but that's our set and that's where we're going to stay. And that's, we're in Scotland. We don't have like, I don't know what we're going to do. Right. And so everything was completely removed from me. It was taken from me in that moment. And that's happened a few other times. And I said to myself and to the others, I was like, you know, usually when this happens, where something happens, you have no power over it to try to like fix it. God has something better in store. Mm. And within 2 hours, you know, we had a better place to stay and an amazing set. And I'll tell you what, the way it happened was I told Ian, what's our situation? He contacted this gentleman called William McKenzie. Mm. And William McKenzie owns Christian Focus Publishing. Mm-hmm. So, and he's owns all these barley farms on the coast as well. He provides barley for McLaren whiskey.
Nice.
This high end whiskey. Right. So, we're staying in, so we go from like literally rags to riches, homeless to like the best place in Inverness, his house. We each have our own room.
Wow.
We're like his wife is hosting us.
Wow.
And we wake up in the morning and we have this full breakfast provided for us, and we sing psalms together and pray. And it's just
amazing.
We're getting the full Scottish family life, or at least Scottish Christian family life.
Right.
So then he takes us to his home. I says, what do you need? I said, I need this fireplace, this Christian, this Scottish study with a fireplace. That's what I had at the Airbnb. And he says, oh, I got a bunch of those. I own this home on this farm where all his barley farms are on the coast. And it's from the 1750s. And I refurbished it. And I have 6 different fireplaces you can choose from. So,
wow.
We drive up there. It's at Port Mahamick. It's beautiful, right on the ocean. All these, you know, fields up to the line of the ocean. You know what I'm talking about? It's just gorgeous. In this home in the 1750s. And, you know, we have our pick of these awesome fireplaces. And it just worked out. And that's how it rolled all the time. And those things happened all the time. And that's just an amazing story, because I mean, really, I had no control over that, no power at all. And it was just like, no, you're going to do this. Mm. You're going to go to this place and you're going to film it here and it's going to be fine. And
that's amazing. Wow. That is an amazing story. I appreciate you sharing that, man. That that is one of those things, man. You know, the providence of God, man. He's just, you know, the way he controls and operates. Yeah. We don't know. We just along for the ride sometimes, man.
Yeah.
So that was a good experience, man. Tell me about any pushback, man, because, you know, COVID and all of that. And that's a sensitive topic to a lot of people. And it's you know, we talked on the live. If you guys didn't check it out, we were actually live on the Bar Network Instagram just a few minutes ago. And we talked about the toil and struggle within, you know, even Grace Church, man, that you guys went through, man. So talk about some of the conflict, man, and some of the things you experienced, because that was an amazing experience in Scotland. Like that was.
Yeah.
That storybook, man. Give me something from the other side, man. So I like to keep my people well rounded.
All right. Well, staying in Scotland, I'll get back to the Grace Church thing in a minute. But staying in Scotland, we were going to film. I wanted to film in St. Giles. I don't know if you're familiar with that church. Yeah, right. So a lot of church history took place there, and a particular scene took place there that I wanted to film. And we had worked really hard to make a contract with these folks to get inside and film inside that church, which was going to be amazing. I couldn't believe it. And we got the contract and we got it done. And literally a day before, the church tore up our contract and said, no way.
Wow.
We finally looked you guys up and saw that it was Tom MacArthur. And there's no way we're going to help that man in any way whatsoever. their pastor, let me put it this way, their pastor was a female with a really short haircut.
Interesting.
So she's not a fan. So
I can imagine.
That, we had to like rethink at that point. Like, okay, sure. But you know what? Even so, that it turned out good. But yeah, that was the bad thing that happened. Now, as far as like in the story, yeah, COVID was very divisive in our church. And first of all, we're elder ruled and we have 40 elders and they have to be unanimous in their decision making. So when we received the warning from the government that we were all going to die, we were ignorant to all of the things about COVID and all that stuff, they said, okay, well, they're warning us that we're all going to die. Even J-Max says in the documentary, it was as if somebody were to say, like if we were living in Florida and they said a hurricane is coming and you gotta head out of Florida because it's going to just crush everything, you know, you obviously would listen to them.
Right.
And you probably wouldn't be going to church that Sunday. So, you know, they followed along with that. But then, you know, when people wanted to get back together, and J-Mac was one of those first ones where he's like, okay, we need to get church back going, but not all of the elders wanted to. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know if people understand how that works. I think when they think of Grace Community Church, I think John MacArthur just runs everything.
Mm.
You know, we're elder ruled and the elders have to agree, and they didn't agree. And there was an evolution that had to take place within their thinking. And there were lots of arguments and it was divisive within our congregation. And it was a really, really rough patch for our church. And I show that in the documentary. I show the elders trying to figure this out. And when we finally did open up, there was a lot of congregants that didn't understand why we were doing that. In their opinion, we were doing the wrong thing, and a lot of them left the church.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it was messy, and it was definitely dark times at that time.
Yeah, and I think it was important that you guys, you know, was able to capture that. Because like you mentioned, a lot of people don't know that, you know, it's not, you know, ran by Dr. MacArthur, like, you know, it's elders. Because unfortunately, a lot of churches are ran that way. You know,
right.
You know, if you, a lot of the, my listeners know I came out of the Word of Faith charismatic movement, and it's personality driven, and it's one man's vision and one man's decision. And so that's just another, intricate part of your documentary that's going to be super important just for the church to see, you know, a plurality of elders. I said that right that time. Instead of a one man headship running the show, man. So that's super important. And I know that's going to speak volumes to folks, man. So recently you guys did a screening in some churches and all of that. Kind of talk about that experience and and that night, because I know, you know, 2 years of grinding and COVID and travel. Yeah. And it sounds exhausting, you know, so just to be real, man. So talk about that screening and kind of seeing the work come together and kind of how you felt about that.
Yeah, it was surreal. The editor showed up and he obviously was invited. He wouldn't call himself a believer, not yet. but he was, he helped me with the editing. And he said to me, you know, I don't think I'll ever have this many people ever watch a film of mine ever, especially at a premiere. Because there were a total of probably, we had two showings. I'm guessing there was at least 4,000 people. Am I right to say that? Yeah, I would say 3,500 to 4,000 people that watched.
Wow.
That's huge. I don't know of any premieres that are that big. So no. It was amazing. It was surreal because, again, I look back 2 years ago and I was not thinking that my mind was not in that space of like, that's what's going to happen. That's our goal or any of that. My mind was kind of like, this will be amazing if I get to even do this. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of doubts. But when God wants something to happen, it's going to happen. And in his sovereignty, he made it happen. But it was surreal. I mean, the Canadian pastors were there with their wives. John MacArthur's there. Our whole team is there. And then our whole church that went through that whole thing showed up. And, you know, somebody came up to me afterwards. He's like, it's crazy. Like, I'm watching it of the past while I'm in the place where it happened. And I'm seeing that place up on the screen and I'm with all the people at the same time. And there's like this community reception of the film that is not going to be felt anywhere else. Even in the theater, theaters are special because you do have somewhat community, but it's not the church.
Yeah.
So when the church comes together like that and experiences that moment, and it's a story about the church and they're a part of that. I think it was really special for a lot of people. And the feedback has been really positive. There are some tearjerker scenes in it. Yeah, might get you teary-eyed because I go back in time. Not only that, we deal with the Canadians, and they actually had to feel the brunt of the state.
Yeah.
But to drive it home, I go into church history where we really see the brunt of the state because they weren't just put in jail back then. You know, they were killed in horrible ways. And it was over their uncompromising stance saying that, look, the Christ is the head of the church and the state is not the head of the church. The king is not the head of the church. He can be a member, but he cannot be the head. Mm. And they died for that.
Yeah.
And sometimes in what the king or the state was asking was amoral. It wasn't necessarily a bad thing. But that wasn't the point. The point was, is you're not the head of the church. It's not your call. That's not your jurisdiction. So we're not going to compromise that. And my eyes opened to church history and researching for this film and telling these stories. And I got really excited as a filmmaker because I saw these stories and I was like, oh, man, I want to tell these stories. Mm. I want to film these stories. I want to craft these stories. This is going to be amazing. But just on a spiritual level, it makes it so clear to me that if the church does what it's supposed to do, and I'm not a post mill guy, right? I'm not trying to like redeem culture, but the byproduct of standing for the truth is that the world around you will thrive. Mm. The world is better off when the church does what it's supposed to do.
Right.
It provides, it helps other people. And you look in Scotland, they for 100 years, they took that stance and would not compromise that. And they fleshed out these concepts biblically about why they can say the state and the church are separate. And then this opportunity in the new world arrives and they have to come to a design of the government of America, of the United States of America. And lo and behold, what is the primary design? The state is separate than the church. That is something we say, that comes from Judeo-Christian worldview. I always said that. But now I realize it's not just that. These people had to work it out, and it was fresh in those people's minds. And that meant the church did what they were supposed to do. And as a result, America is what it is because of the church.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, the Reformation, Protestants doing what they're supposed to do and being biblical basically is the reason America is the way it is and designed the way it is designed. And I don't think anybody realizes that.
Not a lot of people.
Yeah, I should say that. Not a lot of people. We realize that, but not a whole lot of other people. Right. So, and then you look at Alberta, Canada. So the church, a few churches did what they were supposed to do. What's the result of that? Their politicians that were leftists and Marxist influenced are gone.
Yep.
They were pushed out. And if the church didn't make the stand it made, it wouldn't have drawn attention to what was happening.
Absolutely.
Awoken in people's minds. Wait a second. And you had a shift going on in Alberta because the church did what it was supposed to do. The church wasn't necessarily being political. The church was just saying, no, you don't have jurisdiction in the church. And just that by them being faithful to that, that affects everything.
Yeah, no, that's so awesome. And I'm glad you kind of took it in that route, man, because it speaks volume. You know, I have to shout out my good sister, Erin Coates. You know, she's actually part of the team. She's on one of the podcasts. But definitely I remember, you know, her sending the message, giving us updates, you know, asking us to pray. You know, like you said, those guys kind of took the brunt of it, of the stand up that way, man. So I definitely have to shout out my sister on that, and super excited about just like you said, the things that they exposed from the stand. That's super cool, man. So right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, we're back in here with my brother, man. And hey, this is the side of the podcast. I don't think they prepared you, brother, but I have three signature questions that I ask all of my guests. Did Arlie give you a heads up?
No, nobody.
Good.
So this is gonna
perfect.
Be fun.
All right, we're lighting it up a little bit on this side, man. These are three signature questions I ask all of my guests. Every guest that's been on here, whether it's been Steve Lawson or anybody, I can't drop names anymore because some people went woke. If Dr. MacArthur ever come on here, I'll ask him these three names. I mean, these three questions. That's my plea out there for anybody listening in the earshot of this podcast right now. Anyway, the next three questions. The first one is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, man. So I listen. So I grew up in the whole... I grew up
on with
post-hardcore scene in San Diego. I played in all sorts of bands in San Diego. And this was like late 80s, early 90s, post-hardcore scene. Different hardcore than what they think now. Anyway, there is an element that I still listen to a little bit of that. You know, I never listened to secular music for like rebellious reasons, even though I was like super into punk rock.
Mm-hmm.
Like old school punk rock. Like I didn't listen to it because I was like trying to make a statement. I just, you know, it was like thunder with a melody and it made the hair stand up on the back of my neck and I liked it. But I listened on the way here, I was listening to just folk music, and I listened to bluegrass. I pretty much listened to a lot of things. My like list on my Spotify is so eclectic. It's so all over the place. It's probably better if I just say what I don't like. Like pop country. And I like old school country, like Johnny Cash and stuff like that. I love that stuff. That's probably what I don't dislike the most. I don't know. I mean, probably there's like just pop music in general I don't like.
I get it.
I'm pretty old school in that stuff. So, So that's, I don't know if that answers.
Okay, that works. I'll take it, man. I'll take it. There's no rules. There's no rules on the signature questions. All right, next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
I don't know if this is a good book or not. I got it on Amazon, and it's a book I'm studying. And that is, it's called Scribes and Scripture.
Okay. I haven't heard of it.
It's about how we got the Bible.
Okay.
And that's what I'm reading right now. So I don't know what the guy's theology is, but it's objectively like giving me facts about how the Bible was, how scribes would copy it and what the process was and just how we got the Bible and how it all ended up the way it is. And that's something that I'm researching right now and I'm interested in. So I'm reading that right now.
Very cool. I like it. Last signature bar podcast question.
I'll ask some fiction too. I'm also reading another book called, this is an old book, but it's Cormac McCarthy. He's the author of All the Pretty Horses. He wrote No Country for Old Men, which they made a movie of. So I'm reading that. That's my fiction right now.
That's your fiction. Okay. We'll take it, man. We'll take it. Last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any? Because you do have the man like every Sunday.
I listen to Grace to You. The podcast. I listen to Sproul sometimes. As far as like non-religious stuff, I listen to just like news stuff. I listen to the Morning Wire from Daily Wire just because I want like 15 minutes of the news in the morning.
Yep.
I listen to that every day just to get up to speed. What else do I listen to?
I'm going to save you from getting cornered by Daryl Harrison. You listen to Just Thinking every now and again.
That's right. He's going to listen to this. I did. And I am in the middle of the climate change one, which is fascinating.
Those guys
everybody
are amazing.
Should listen to that. It is so fascinating. How it really is like about spiritual warfare when you get down to it. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
Those guys are awesome. And I do listen to those guys, but I listen to them in sections. Cause I'm not like I'm in the car. I listen when I'm in the car and I'm like, sometimes I'm not in the car for 4 hours.
Nope. So. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You have to break those guys down, man. Shout out to my brothers. They're definitely, I love the long form is everything. You say Just Think, you got to say long form podcast. You just can't say podcast.
Right.
So, but listen, brother, this has been super cool. Just chatting it up with you, man. Twice actually. And I appreciate Arlie for setting this up and we're super excited. We're super pumped about the film. We're going to make sure we have links in the show notes. I think there's like a way to find out if the showing is near you and all of that. We're going to put all of that in the show notes, man. So in closing, man, whatever you want to leave with the listeners, anything you want to share, and we'll get out of here.
Yeah. I would just share that, you know, in my experience, I prayed years ago, 10 years ago, about doing work like this for the Lord in the field that I'm in. Because I've been working in this field for a while, struggling at times. And I prayed so much to be in the position that I am in right now. And sometimes I tried to really find a way to get there through my own means. And it was always shut down. And, you know, I was like, well, maybe the Lord has something else in store for me. And then lo and behold, he's answering those prayers many years down the road. But he had a plan. And I see that, and it's really encouraging to know that the Lord listens to his children. He hears our prayers, and when we pray in his will, the things that we want in his will, then, you know, he he answers those prayers. And I'm in awe of that. And it's really something that moves me to know that God listens to me and hears my prayers and has answered them in the way he's answered them to glorify himself. And it was the best way to answer it for me. So he cares about me. And that's the other thing I get out of this is that the Lord loves me. And I'm undeserving of that. I didn't do anything to deserve that. And he loves me. So I guess I'll leave you with that. That's who we worship. A holy God who has humbled himself, paid for our sins so that we can be with him for those who repent and believe forever. And he knows what is good for us. And he is shepherding us. And I like that.
Hey, man, I like it too, brother. Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, listen, man, thank you so much for your time. We're super grateful for it, man. And to the listeners, thank you guys for listening to The Bar Podcast, your favorite podcast. Make sure you take us out every Tuesday. If it's not my handsome face and nice voice, it'll be my brother from the UK, David, on the other end. But either way, we appreciate you guys. God bless you. Till next time, we are out.
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.